Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map.
And we're back.
Mate, just keeps getting better.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. How long's it been since I've been on one of these?
I don't know, two. Been a while.
No, because you did some, you've done some with Lawrence.
Done some with Lawrence.
I've been busy, but...
I think we're done. I've done two with Lawrence, and then... the last time I think we recorded was back in October. November, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, been the last probably. Time. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get rid of this Zoom bullshit. All right, there we go. And welcome to Season 2, Episode 1.
How are we doing seasons here?
I don't know.
Is it every quarter or
every year is a new season?
Every year, every year is a new season. Okay.
That's it. Yeah. Every year is a new season. So welcome back. Welcome to season 2 of the Map, episode 1, 2022.
Nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Map, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, music, TV shows, comic books, anything with pop culture in it, you name it, we'll talk about it. This is one of the fastest and loosest podcasts out in the universe. The multiverse. The multiverse of podcasting. This is the one and only Mad About Pop Culture podcast. And I'm your host, Sega Singh. And joining me today for our season opener, for our pilot episode, not our pilot episode, our season two, episode one, joining me today is Squishy Joshy, aka Joshua.
What's up, everyone? And we're not we're not rounding off the triangle today.
No. Lawrence is unfortunately unavailable today, but he will be here next week. So don't forget to.
If you're looking forward to that triangle being rounded off, stay tuned for that episode.
Stay tuned for that episode. Let me tell you. So, Josh, man, how's your Christmas New Year break?
Look, didn't feel like much of a break, did it?
No, it didn't actually, did it? It flew past quite quickly, didn't it?
It was very quick. And, you know, like, just when we thought Australia was, like, going good in terms of, like, you know, the pandemic and all that, it just decided to take a 180.
A nosedive straight down.
Yeah, a nosedive straight down. And now we're just probably in one of the worst we've ever been.
Yeah, but at least we're not in lockdown, which is a good thing.
The other thing is, the government at this point just don't seem to care.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's simply that they've given up, man. They're just like, yeah, you know what?
They've given up.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you know what? 90% of the country is double vaxxed. That's better than 90% of the entire world. We don't have to care. That's literally the logic they're going with.
Yeah.
And you can see it. You can see it.
Completely. Like, it's literally gone from doing a PCR testing to, just do a rapid test and who cares? Honestly, hasn't it been just like that? It's
just, like, ridiculous as well, because now they're saying, you know, COVID goes in your body for, like, 3 days and then that's it. Like, before they were like, oh, you go to hospital, you know, you're there for, like, weeks.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, oh, yeah, everyone's going to get it. Everyone's going to get it.
Yeah, but supposedly. But it's meant to stay in your system for, like, more than, like, 3 months, apparently.
And that's the other thing, right? Like, even if it just, like, goes through you in a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, if you had the booster planned, like, you're not allowed to get the booster until, like, 8 weeks later. I'm just like...
By the way, just a sign of encouragement, I'm booked in for my booster tomorrow. So,
oh, nice! There you go.
Gonna be triple
and,
vax.
And you've not had COVID. Yeah, there you go. Like the past couple of days, I've been sick, but it was a normal cold. It wasn't even COVID.
Yeah, I think I've dodged it, to be honest, but I don't know how. Like, you know, we are eventually gonna get it. It's it's a given. Like the line of work that we're both in at the moment, like we are both going to get it here.
Speaking of which, work, what? It's getting worse. Emotional damage, exactly. Like
emotional damage.
Doesn't matter where you go, right? Yeah. So I work in retail, right? And you know this.
Yeah, I've done that.
Well,
that's
one of the jobs, anyways.
Yeah.
I work in retail. And we've got a shortage of stock. There's like nothing on the shelves anywhere. Not only that, you've actually got stock coming in, but no one to fill it.
Yeah, because everyone's like
actually put it on the shelf because everyone's sick, or they're claiming to be sick because apparently you don't need to prove it anymore.
I've got a mad story about this. So when you're done, I need to tell you.
Like you don't need to actually prove that you've got COVID anymore. You just say, yeah, I got COVID. And then they have to believe you.
Yeah.
It's the most ridiculous thing. But anyways, like, yeah, we're getting overloads of stock, no one to put them on the shelves, and people just complaining, like, oh, why don't you have anything on the shelf? And it's like, well, sorry, there's no one to do it.
Yeah, exactly. What do you want us to do?
Yeah, what do you want us to do? Like, we've called literally everyone, and head office doesn't want to even provide us with people from other stores. So, what do you want? What do you actually want?
I know what you guys are going through, but I mean, like, people just have to be patient with things, man.
They do.
Look, your groceries and your other items as well, you know. Not only that, your essential items, you know, even things like clothing wise as well. Like, dude, they're not going anywhere. They're there.
That's the other thing, right? Okay, you know, like, let's say, for example, toilet paper, right?
Oh my god!
Let's say all your life you've been buying Quilton or whatever, like one of the high end brands of toilet paper, right? And then all of a sudden you see it's not there, not on the shelves.
Yeah.
But what you see is the cheaper ones. What are you doing in a pandemic? Do you, A, grab the cheaper, just grab what's there, what's available, or B, complain to a staff member that your favorite flavor of toilet paper is out of stock?
I'm telling you, I was very lucky because I've got an order with toilet paper, so with things like toilet paper, tea towels, tissues, paper plates, plastic cups, and all that stuff. So the biodegradable ones, you know. The ones that you can just use once and throw, and it's okay for the environment. So I always get that on an order. Like that's a repeated order. So every few weeks, a new batch will come in, and I'll get toilet paper and stuff like that. But due to staff shortages, like we couldn't get our supplies, so we ran out of toilet paper. Like normally we do have enough in case the order doesn't come in for that week.
Yeah.
Then we do have enough to last us, but then it hasn't come in for the last three orders. So then, because they don't have enough supply, they don't have enough stock. So we literally ran out. So luckily, I was in the shops and I got a text message, get toilet paper. And I was like, oh yeah, good luck. I got a Big W. They literally unloaded like a 36 pack. So I grabbed like two of those because you can only grab two. So I grabbed two of them, bought it, dropped it in the car because I had to go to, grocery shopping. And then when I went grocery shopping, that place, they had the Quilton 12 pack. And so they had a few left, and I grabbed two more of those, and I was like, "This will last us for a while, man. This is plenty. This is plenty. We don't have to worry. By the time we run out of this, I think things will be loaded and back to normal. But man, like just getting harassed, you know? Oh, where'd you get the toilet paper
did
from?
Did you have?
Yeah, yeah. Where'd you get this?
Did you get that? Did you have like some Karens staring you down when you were carrying those?
No, not staring down. More like, oh wait, is there any more left? And can I get some more?
Can
I do? It's like, dude, like just go and check. I don't know if they're left or not, but go and check. But that's that. We don't have to worry about like sanitizer because we got tons of those. What I did was Kmart. Every time I go to Kmart, I always look for the antibacterial wipes or the like facial wipes, the fragrance-free facial wipes that are also antibacterial. And sometimes they have a special for like a dollar. And then I'll just grab like I'll just grab like a bunch of them, like $30 worth. So yeah. I've got wipes lasting me from like last year, like since 2020. Wow. So I've got wipes. That's how much I bought, because that wasn't due to the pandemic. We were always buying wipes way before because we keep it in our cars. We keep it everywhere we go. We take it with us because, you know, it's easy access to clean your hands and stuff. You know, there's not a lot of places that have like washrooms and things that. So it's easy to clean and stuff. So we like every time I go into Kmart, I always buy like $30 worth of wipes, and then just had a whole container full of it, and we're still going after 2 years and still lasting.
Oh wow. Quite a while. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
But yeah, besides that, man, pretty chill Christmas, New Year break. Didn't do much, you know. Had plans for New Year's Eve, but that got cancelled because family member, not my family, but the person's house that we went to go to, they caught COVID, and they were like, yeah, don't come over because we've got COVID, and
fair enough.
Safety first, you know. Even though they didn't show symptoms, but like they were still like, yeah, let's not risk it, and let's keep everyone safe and stuff. So yeah, New Year's went from staying in Barangaroo to chilling at home and watching the fireworks from home. But yeah, besides that,
you went on a little trip as well, didn't you?
That was before.
Was that before?
That was before. So that was
before the break?
Yeah, before the break. We actually did record it when we came back as well. We went in November, I think. Yeah, we went in November.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That was a good getaway. Like it really sad you couldn't join us, but like next one definitely. It was a good getaway. Had so much fun. That was a bit. Oh, the COVID thing that I want to tell you. So there's a guy at my work. I reckon, I think he's milking it hard due to the fact that he was on holidays so he took time off from, I think, last week of December. So what would have that been? That would have been the 20th, I think. Yeah, 20th of which, so from the 20th till the 20th of December till the 10th of January, he was off. So he's meant to come back to work on the 10th. But then he goes, oh, I'm feeling a bit sick, so I'm going for a COVID test. So he goes and lines up, gets the PCR test. It comes like 2 days later and he goes, oh, I've got COVID. So instead of calculating 7 days from the time he took the test, he calculated 7 days from when he got his result. So pretty much he's meant to be, but then work was like, no, count it from the day you took the test, so 10. So pretty much he was meant to come back to work today. Yeah, he was meant to come back to work today. He calls up and he says, oh, he goes onto the New South Wales app, I think, and he registers that he's got COVID, so he has to isolate for another 7 days.
Yeah, that's the other thing as well. People are just milking it.
So he's out for another 7 days. A guy at work had COVID. Isolated for 7 days, came back, worked for 2 days, got COVID again, and is off for another 7 days. So that's what we're dealing with, man.
Ridiculous.
It is pretty ridiculous, man. All right, cool. So guys, what we want to do today is we're just going to do a little... We're going to talk about a few things. So the things that we want to talk about is obviously the Moonlight trailer that just came out, like literally hours ago. And Josh just informed me half an hour before we started recording that there's a trailer for Moonlight. So I just saw that like 10 minutes ago. So we'll be talking about that. That's quite fresh. Another thing that we want to talk about is just to let you know what's going to be happening, how we're going to approach this new year, and what are some of the changes that we're going to do, and how we're going to move forward from here, and give you guys some previews of topics that we have in mind. And so definitely new and improved things are coming for 2022. You know, we had a lot of trial and error back in 2021, lots of ups and downs, but I think from this year, even if Josh and Lawrence and Michael aren't available, I'm still going to continue pushing out episodes, whether it will be with them or solo, but just depending on the schedules of everyone, because most of you guys might not know, but like we all work full time and we do this on the side, and we do it because we love it. We've got so many ideas that we want to talk about. So pretty much that's what we're gonna mainly. My goal for this year for this podcast is to grow it and to continue it either with the crew or run it solo. Some episodes here and there, you know, there might be solo movie reviews or solo topics that, you know, maybe Josh and Lawrence, might not be able to attend. Also I'm going to try to get more people involved, try to just get some guests involved. I'm not talking about celebrities and stuff. I'm talking about other people to join and have a talk. So moving forward in regards to that, Josh, I've just brought up the doc, so I'm just gonna flag this bit so then I know to take it out.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So this is the doc that we've made so far. So whatever you do, just do yours in blue. So then we know it's okay. From you. But like Lawrence has put up like superhero movies and niche pop culture becoming mainstream, anime, the evolution of video games, reboots, car movies. This is what I've come up with: TV shows that ended on a low, best TV show season. If you had to show a movie/TV show to someone that doesn't watch that kind of genre or style of movie, what movie/TV show will it be, and what specific scene would you show? And this is a mad topic that we can talk about for a while. I think we can break this up into a trilogy for sure, which is best movie trilogies. But it has to be three. Things like Fast and Furious or like kind of things like Transformers or the Matrix. Let's go back to the thing. So they're definitely going to be trying to grow this podcast as much as we can. Some previews that we want to talk about is we're not going to just be focusing on Marvel, because I know we've done last year, we did quite a heavy Marvel episodes, quite a lot of them. So we're not just going to be focusing on Marvel. We're going to be talking about everything, you know, including DC as well. It just depends again on the time and the obviously whatever's coming out at that time, obviously we'll be talking about that. We want to talk about different things, you know. There's a lot of people that don't talk about stuff like this. Like, we want to get more in depth with our topics, and not just harp on about it, but we want to talk about more in depth and define it a little bit more. Like, our Christmas episode that we did, where we defined what a Christmas movie was, and we spoke about what is a Christmas movie, and how do you define it, and what classifies as a Christmas movie and what doesn't classify as a Christmas movie. So things like that. We want to talk about more things specific to that as well, you know, like superhero movies and shows that do not belong to Marvel or DC, so things like that. Evolution of gay video games, you know, coming from all different generations, you know. I'm sure Josh can elaborate on that as well. You know, going from probably, what did you start off with, like a Xbox? No, what'd you start? Like Nintendo.
I started on PlayStation, yeah, 1 technically.
So you've worked your way up from PlayStation 1 all the way to like this mad gaming PC that you've built. You would have seen the evolution of what gaming was like on that compared to what it is now. Same with me, started with the PlayStation 1, now I'm on the PlayStation 5. So seeing the difference.
And even just like playing with friends as well. It's completely different. Like how you would do it back then when, you know, you'd have your split screen and controls and whatnot. And then over time that progressed into like
crossplay.
You'd fire up Skype. You'd fire up Skype or something. Like if people still use Skype, I don't know. Nowadays it's all Zoom and Discord. But anyways, like you fire up Skype, you try and type to the other person or call or whatever. And then after that it was like, now it's Discord and everything's all like integrated. Like you link to your Twitch and all that. You stream. Exactly, you know, exactly. People. It's completely different.
So it's come a long way. So that's also another topic that we're going to talk about. Is not just the evolution of video games itself, but also this will be a separate topic. Is the evolution of gaming. So two different topics. You know, like video games. We're going to talk about the game. Gaming is, we're going to be talking about from consoles to all the way to streaming to
we can even branch that out into like board games.
Yeah, exactly, and, same thing as well.
You know, pinball machines.
100%. So that's why we want to get more specific into these details. We don't want to just linger and go on to it.
I think it's pretty good if we can educate as well as entertain. That's always the best combination. Yeah. Always the best.
And things like I also will be talking about people that you know, I've got a friend that's is into a social media, loves that aspect of it, but you know, someone like Josh is a little bit different. Josh is a bit more creative in his work, so he's influencing his stuff creatively, by making YouTube videos, by making TikToks, and like we said, doing this podcast with me, doing Twitch streams, and just, you know, he's creatively influencing, whilst this person, that my friend, that I'm going to be, hopefully we can arrange a date and talk. She is more based on just influencing due to modeling and how does that impact, like, you know, that is part of, I know people might be thinking, well, what's that got to do with pop culture? But it is part of pop culture. Influencers are part of pop culture. How she uses her Instagram platform, her TikTok, her Twitter to gain followers and, you know, do branding out there. So that is something I want to talk to and get in depth with as well. I'm going to see if I can try to get a hold on to people that do YouTube as well and, you know, talk about people that, you know, solely rely income on things like YouTube and TikTok and all that, Instagram and stuff like that, you know, that someone whose full-time job is to do that. So try to get people, trying to get guests like that involved as well. Definitely one thing that I do want to talk about next, hopefully sooner than later, something that's a big issue in our society that nobody talks about, especially young men, young males don't talk about this, is the mental health that we, you know, people that go through. So I've got a really close friend who's a doctor, who's a psychologist, so we can definitely talk to her and definitely talk about movie representation and how does media perceive mental health during that thing. So things like that we want to talk about, get more in depth in, you know, but we also want to keep it fun and light-hearted as well. We don't want to, you know, there might be some episodes where we don't have a topic and we just ramble on, like we did one, like last year we did a few episodes where we just just rambled on, and those were some of the funnest ones, you know. Another thing that I want to do is only with the permission of Josh, is probably upload, as if we don't have a topic, upload one of his Twitch streams, like where all of us are playing a game or something. So do it as an audio format. That's completely up to Josh, and I'll leave it up to him to decide whether he wants to do it or not, because it is his platform.
Audio format.
So just basically just, you know, people listening to us banter on and listen to us playing video games, you know what I mean? Like, because it'll be fun. Like, if you're at work, you know, you can't pull up YouTube or Twitch and watch the replay and stuff. You can listen to the audio and then go home and watch it on Twitch or YouTube, if Josh uploads it on there. But, something I want to see if I can get into as well. Besides that, we're going to have a lot of, this season, like I said, we're going to try to keep it lighthearted, try to keep it as fun, as entertaining, as possible as we can. But, enough of that. By rambling, I think I've rambled on for too much for that. Let's talk about Moon Knight. Josh.
Alright.
Mate, if it wasn't for you, I would have had no idea this thing dropped. Can I just say that?
Yeah, well, apparently they dropped it during the, I think it was the NFL. They had wild cards.
Oh, yeah, the wild card round. Okay.
Cards for the NFL. Yeah, so probably halfway through the game, they just dropped the trailer and then they put it up on YouTube as well. Oh, nice. And within like an hour, it got like 2.1 million views, which is crazy if you think about it. This is a new character for us. TV series, not a movie. Yeah. This is a character no one has really seen on screen before, right? So the fact that we're getting a TV series for a new character is Marvel... Well, Marvel's basically saying, look, it's time for something new, it's time for something fresh. Now, some of you may or may not be familiar with the actual character Moon Knight, but in essence... The easiest way to explain it is basically it's Marvel's version of Batman, but better. and those are huge words.
Gotta disagree with you with that one. Sorry.
Oh really?
Batman is heaps better. No.
Here's the thing. Well, that's correct. If you think of it from the standpoint, like, so Batman has been around and known by everyone for generations, right? The thing is, with Moon Knight, he's not as known, but in terms of what he actually, like, the character is miles better than Batman. And the only reason is because Batman doesn't really do much.
But
he doesn't kill people, right?
But you have to kind of think of the concept of between Moonlight and Batman. Batman's just a normal human being. Moonlight is an has superpowers.
Yeah, that's right. So
it's kind of like, you know, it's like saying Superman. So it's like saying Superman is better than is better than Spider-Man. Like, not really. You can't compare the two.
So, in a way, basically, the thing. Okay, well, the thing I like about with Marvel, right? They tend to give their characters some kind of weakness. Now, with DC, not as much. So you think about Batman, right? And he's pretty indestructible. Not as much as Superman, obviously, but they don't really have many weaknesses, the DC characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Superman's one weakness is, well, kryptonite.
Oh, yeah.
and when has anyone, like, rarely ever do people get kryptonite to him, right? Like, in the movies, not really. In the TV show, what's it, Smallville? Yeah, he got affected by kryptonite a lot. But, yeah, so Marvel does this thing where they make their characters a bit more relatable. And as you were saying before on the topic of mental health, so this one kind of scratches on that surface level. So
that split personality disorder, kind of, yeah.
Split personality, right. So that's another thing about Moon Knight. He's got, like, you know, 3 to 4 different personalities. And it's going to be interesting to see how they do that on the Disney Plus series. Because obviously it's going to be cutting between the different personalities that he have. And some of them, he acts like a normal person. One of them, you know, he just kills people without any remorse. The other one probably has all the superpowers. Like, I think the superpowers only activate at night when the moon is out, I think. I think that's why he's called Moon Knight. So yeah, there's all these different aspects to the character. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was, the trailer was good. It was a short, simple, quick teaser. Wasn't much. It gave us what we needed. It gave us Oscar Isaac in his full suit, the Moon Knight suit. Again, it looks like it's heavily depending on it's something that I don't know much about, so I'm just curious to see what they bring and how they bring it and
yeah, and it's also going to be interesting to see how it connects to the bigger picture. That's what I want to
know. Are they going to leave it alone, or are they going to try to weave it in? You know what I mean? Like, is their focus going to be Moonlight is just Moonlight, or is their focus going to be how do we bring Moonlight into the cinematic universe?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because, again,
I was thinking, like...
Sorry?
Oh, I was just going to say, I was just thinking, like, if there is going to be, like, one cameo in this, maybe the Black Knight. Right at the end.
Oh, what's his name? Kit Harington.
Dane Whitman.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But that's something that could happen. That is something that could happen. Look, it's tough to tell how they're going to try to connect it. Definitely, they're definitely going to put him in an Avengers movie for sure, because what's the point of getting someone that high, like that big of a name, and not doing anything with them? So
yeah, it's hard to tell, really. They're saying that they're gonna make a Midnight Suns team, but I think I mentioned in a previous podcast, like, That what they're currently doing is creating all these like mini teams, and I think what they're gonna do in the end is just kind of by Avengers 5 they're just bring them all together.
Yeah, most likely that's what's gonna be. It's gonna be like basically you're gonna have like Blade and Doctor Strange and Black Knight and Moon Knight and Wanda and. All those,
like all these magic ones together.
And then you're gonna have like all the Earth-based, like Spider-Man, Captain America, Winter Soldier, all the Hawkeye, all these people as one. And then you're gonna have like the Guardians and Thor and all that. And the
other one. Thor. Yeah.
But it was a good trailer. I liked it. I really, really liked it. It was. But the accent, the accent just gets, I don't know why.
I think the thing with the split personality as well is he's putting on different voices.
Yeah, he's definitely like.
For each personality.
I think when they dropped the first teaser like months ago, like a while ago when they had their Marvel Day or Disney Day, whatever that was. Kevin Feige was like. He's a preview for this. He's a preview for that kind of thing. In that, you could hear him have like multiple different accents and stuff. Yeah. So,
like, he had a deeper one where it sounded a bit more like, you know, Batman. How he goes, where are they? Yeah. Where is she? Yeah, kind of thing.
But speaking of Batman, that the Batman is coming out in March. Keen to see that. Mm-hmm. Really excited about that one because it looks good. It looks different. It looks. I really want it to be like sort of like a noir kind of film, like, you know, very detective kind of thing. Another thing with like what differentiates Batman with Moon Knight is Batman is a detective. More than a superhero, he's more of a person that does more detective work than. That's why he's the world's greatest detective. Because he goes through all these things and does it. But like the Batman, I really want to see that because it's something that we haven't seen before. It's like Batman is still new to being Batman. So, like, that's something that's going to be interesting and very, very cool to see the concept of when it comes out on the screen. Another thing is, Josh, you really have to watch this, and I hope you do. It's the Peacemaker TV show. Oh, my God.
Are you watching it?
Oh, my God. Besides Loki, there's only been 3 episodes so far for Peacemaker. Besides Loki, Peacemaker shits on all of the Marvel TV shows.
Oh.
I'm putting it there. It just completely shits on it. Like, when I mean that, I mean... I'm just talking what Marvel has done to what James Gunn has done. So just imagine, you've seen this, the Suicide Squad, right? James Gunn's the Suicide Squad. Yeah. Just imagine that, but it's like, who's this? It's imagine that, but Falcon and Winter Soldier. So imagine that type of film, if Falcon and Winter Soldier was made that type. That's what Peacemaker is, but Peacemaker is like heaps better. What I mean by that, it's you don't zone out of it when you're watching it. Sometimes you've seen TV. I'm pretty sure you've done it. Trust me, I did it for WandaVision episode 1 and 2. I kind of like zoned in and out. I'm just like, what's happening? some episodes of Cap, Falcon and Winter Soldier are done. Hawkeye, I've done here one or two episodes. Loki, I've done one or two episodes where I've kind of like zoned out while watching it, kind of been like, yeah, okay, start doing something else, but have it playing in the background. Mm. Peacemaker, it kept me engaged the whole time. It kept me engaged the whole time. Right. Like, I barely stay engaged to things when I'm watching, but Peacemaker, I don't know why, but it got to me. I think it has to do with that. I think it's 100% got to do with James Gunn's directing, because he's written and directed the whole thing, and John Cena's acting in this. It is phenomenal. It is amazing. It is like, imagine Captain America, like you know, grew up in the 40s. Right, you know what kind of time the 40s were. Imagine Captain America, like New York Captain America, grew up in a very racial environment and things like that. But when he woke up, he adapted to society, right? Imagine if Captain America didn't adapt to that society. That's Peacemaker, pretty much. But Peacemaker's been around for been around for a while. So he still has no clue and stuff. Things like when you just have to watch it. It's just funny thing. One thing that's in there is there's a character called Vigilante. Vigilante is pretty much the Deadpool of that TV show. Like it's directly a Deadpool ripoff, or Ryan Reynolds ripoff, but it actually does sound like Ryan Reynolds as well sometimes. So take that how you may, but just things that are in it, the way he talks, the way he does things, it's hilarious. The team that they have, it's a great connection as well. Like from episode one, it just rolls the ball, like the ball's just rolling and going.
Yeah. Does it flow on from the movie?
Yeah, flows on. It just literally, like, the first 30 seconds is the recap of the Suicide Squad. This is not a spoiler, but like the opening scene is they're looking at an X-ray of his because you know how he got shot and a whole building collapsed on him. From the X-ray, he's just got, I think, like a broken collarbone or something. Out of that's the only injury he has is a
the only thing is a broken
collarbone.
this is how
funny it is, because he's just staring at the X-ray and he's like, "Hey doc, is there a more high definition X-ray where you can turn down the contrast and I can see all my muscles?" And he's like, and she's like, "No." He's like, "Oh man. Like, I work on my small muscles a lot, and this thing's not even showing it." It's just like, it's just a hilarious thing. And then there's this scene.
Yeah.
There's this scene where he has with the janitor from the hospital. And the doc was like, "You're discharged. You're free to go home." And so he has to go back to prison, but he doesn't want to go back to prison. Because then he's like, "Oh, he's free to go." So he talks to the janitor, and the janitor's like, "Hey," he's like, "Yo, dude, I only have weed. I only had weed that one time. You know, I don't have any more." He's like, "Oh, no, it's nothing about that. Didn't you hear? I got discharged." And he's like, janitor's like, "Oh, that's good to hear." He's like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, but I have to get back to prison." He's like, "Why were you in prison?" "For superhero shit." And he's like, "You're a superhero?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm Peacemaker." He's like, "Peacemaker, get out of here." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like full excited. He's like, "There's no superhero called Peacemaker." And it's just like, and he's like, "Aquaman. Now that's a superhero." And he's like, and John Cena's like, "F Aquaman." And it's like, "Yo, dude, don't say that." He's like, "Hey, man, because I heard he F's women. I'm cool with that. I heard he F's guys. I'm cool with that. But he's F'ing fishes. Mate, I'm not cool with that. He's like... And the guy's like, he F's fishes? And he's like, yeah. Why would Pepe Le Pew lie to me? Pepe Le Pew the frog? You know, the meme frog? Yeah. So John Cena has no concept of, like, the internet. So he still has no idea what a troll is. He believes everything he reads on the internet. But it's hilarious, that interaction, man. Like, I'll play a bit for you after we finish, because I'm copyright tracked. Yeah, sure. it is. Oh my god, it is so funny. Like, I could not stop laughing. And there's it's very interesting as well, because it just I love it how, like, James Gunn has this theme going into his movies. Like they'll have, like, a certain thing, like, you know, in The Suicide Squad, it's called Project Starfish. And what's it about? A giant-ass starfish. In this thing, it's called Project Butterfly. What's it about? It's about butterflies. So that's the thing. That's what makes it funny, because they're like, what's Project Butterfly? Because he has no idea about it. And then when he sees it, he's like, oh, that's Project Butterfly. But definitely worth a watch. Like, his pet eagle, 100%, 100%, it's so funny the way he interacts with his pet eagle. And that's a good thing. So anyways, while I've got you here, what are you looking forward to in 2022, man? Well, movie, TV show, what are you looking for? What's one thing that's on your list that you're... Not one thing. What's a few things that's on your list?
Okay, well, definitely Doctor Strange 2. 100%. You know, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse 100%. Of Madness. Huge. And all the rumors... Look, I want to quickly just jump into something real quick. So, for the biggest time, they've still been referencing Captain America, right? Like, if you go back to Falcon and the Winter Soldier, they're like, they haven't confirmed he's dead. They're just like, oh, he's up in the moon, right? You know, they've mentioned him everywhere. They've got, in Hawkeye, they have the Rogers musical. In Spider-Man No Way Home, they even had the same poster of the Rogers musical.
Yeah.
There's all these references to Cap. Now, the thing is, me and one of my coworkers, we think that he is going to show up again at some point, but we don't know when. Probably Captain America 4, whatever.
Most likely.
But at the same time, you got to think, okay, well, we're entering into this massive multiverse saga, right? And I have this weird feeling. So there's all these actors that are confirmed to be appearing in Multiverse of Madness, right? And we know that Chris Evans will probably return at some point for a future Marvel movie. I was thinking he's going to show up in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Okay.
And I... but not as Cap. Not as Cap. Hear me out on this. So there's going to be variants of all these characters in this movie, right?
Yeah, you've seen it in the trailer. Like, you've already seen two variants.
You've seen it in the trailer. You've got a variant of Doctor Strange. There's a very vague scene in the background that looks like TVA is coming out of the door. There's so many things to variants. You know, even the rumors are saying that there's going to be variants. You know, there's going to be a version of... There's going to be a version of Iron Man, but it's going to be Tom Cruise. There's going to be, you know, all these variants, right? And we know that the MCU is going to introduce us to the MCU version of Fantastic Four. And we've also seen variants of Spider-Man. We've seen Tobey Maguire. We've seen Andrew Garfield return in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spoilers, right? By the way.
So, yeah, spoilers, if you haven't seen it yet. But the thing is, Chris Evans played a version of the Human Torch. You know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I don't. I doubt.
No, so no, you well.
No. I mean, unless. But here's unless the he thing. Gets paid
the rumors, massive
money to come back as the Human Torch, then.
Yeah, but. Yeah, well, the thing is, there's rumors that the original Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman are going to be variants in Doctor Strange 2, right? So if they're going to bring those two back.
That'd be interesting. Right? Yeah.
If they're going to bring those original two actors back. Yeah. What's stopping them from bringing the rest of the Fantastic Four, right?
Maybe money.
And what's going to be happening, right?
Well, besides that.
They'll do it. They'll do it for real. You know, we're going to be watching that movie. We're going to see a portal open up, and it's going to be the Fantastic Four from the original Fantastic Four, right? And Chris Evans is, like, you'll see Chris Evans' head pop out, and everyone's going to scream in the cinemas. You know, like, watching No Way Home, people were screaming at Tobey Maguire, right? Imagine what's going to happen when they see not only Chris Evans, but they see an Iron Man suit come out, and it's all like he's doing the thing where he flies around and has his arms out, right? And then the helmet comes up and it's Tom Cruise. Like, the cinema's going to go crazy. There's going to be a variant of Captain America as well, and they think it's John Krasinski, but we'll see.
Nah, he's Mr. Fantastic. If he has to be Mr. Fantastic.
Well, he could be MCU Mr. Fantastic.
He is MCU Mr. Fantastic. He could be MCU,
but yeah. Well, actually, there's more rumors that they've already casted people for MCU's Fantastic Four. Seth Rogen for the Thing.
That'd be awesome. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's a good call. That's a good call. I love that.
But yeah, look, we'll talk more about Fantastic Four when the time comes.
Who knows when that'll be.
But yeah, who knows.
I like all those things.
Definitely, yeah. Doctor Strange 2, huge thing. Can't wait for that. We have to wait until May, unfortunately.
April.
We might actually... April, yeah, because we get it slightly
earlier. We'll probably get it during Anzac weekend.
Correct, yeah. So that's, huge. Can't wait for that. I don't know if I told you, but I'm going to resign from my other job, my full-time job. So that's going to be freeing up a lot of my time, but I'm going to be dedicating that to more of my projects. Mm. So that's another thing I'm kind of looking forward to, and kind of just nurturing my community a little bit more and stuff like that. Obviously, even promoting this podcast a bit more as well, like here and there.
So what kind of upcoming projects are you like planning to do?
So I really want to just kind of like with the extra time, I want to double down on TikTok content. I want to actually make skits for TikTok.
Nice.
So just like random comedy skits, but like kind of like in the design humor thing. So keep it on brand, you know, something that other designers can relate to, and just creative people in general. There's that. And obviously I want to be doing more live streams like gaming and music and all that kind of stuff. So really more of a focus on the stuff that I want to do. And obviously building up the community, as I said, Discord is popping lately. We're getting new people join from all over the world.
Your Discord is going very, very well.
And even we had a Secret Santa event during Christmas time. And that was fun. And like you were there for a little bit, and you saw everyone. Like everyone was on their cameras. They were all vibing, and you know we were blasting music and whatnot. But I find that my passion and my heart is in this sort of stuff, and I don't like. So that's one of the reasons why I resigned, is because I want to put more focus and attention onto that stuff. So yeah, that's another thing that I'm looking forward to, and. I can't really think of anything else at this point. Obviously, I was thinking of going on a holiday, but I'm not sure what's going to happen with that because of COVID.
Big tip for your holiday: just keep it within New South Wales, because
Because seems like everyone's able to just do it locally. Yeah. But
local trips, I have to say for now, is better because I've heard things about few people going overseas and getting stuck and not being able to come back. So so yeah, just for those that want to go overseas, go for it. But you know, just be careful where you go and how you're going, because just remember, not a lot of countries are like Australia, where they do have a good medical system and a good a good way of treating people. So just keep an eye, just make sure wherever you're going, be careful and things like that. But to be honest, like I'm not in a rush to go anywhere overseas, because I'm just waiting till this whole quarantine thing and all that is out of the way. Because imagine if you go away for a 1 week, 1 or 2 week holiday, and then, you know, 2 days before you have to leave, you get tested positive, then you have to isolate for two. Well, depending on the rule for that country.
And I was planning to go for four weeks. I was planning to go for four.
But imagine whatever the quarantine rule is for that country, you know, it could be anywhere from 2 weeks to 5-7 days. Who knows what it is? But like, that's extra money that you have to spend to isolate in a hotel. And man, it's like, is it really worth it in the end? Like, maybe yes, but again, like, would you stay stuck in a hotel for 2 weeks, not being able to go anywhere? So, or would you rather isolate at home and have that freedom of being in the comfort of your house? But I would say stick it local, stay local, if possible. Perfect example. Travel around Australia if you can. There's so many different places in Australia where you can visit, and there's so many different things. But yeah, guys, just keep it safe and simple. But that's what I'm trying to keep, like, trying to just stay locally as much as possible. Hopefully, if Omicron calms down in the next 3 to 4 months, hopefully looking to do a trip to Tassie. I would love to do a trip to Tassie and just go and chill there for a bit, because that's a mad chill place. But as for me, 2022, like I said, though, obviously I'm going to focus more on the podcast, because last year we had a bit of issues and stuff like that. Not being able to upload episodes on time due to lack of communication from the host and not us, the podcasting host, whoever's running our server, plus sponsorship and stuff like that. But speaking of sponsorship, shout out to Fully Promoted, who's given us polos to wear, polos and hats, personalized polos and hats. We'll be wearing these. I know it's an audio medium, but this is our. You might see some clips on TikTok here and there. You might see it on Josh's
Twitch.
Maybe some.
These are super comfortable, super, guys. Yeah, really comfortable.
So hit us up if you'd like some. They're just giving us for free, just for us to wear. They just said, give us a shout out. So we said, all right, we'll give you a shout out. That's about it. But yeah, in 2022, like I said, would love to focus more on the podcast. But also in saying that, looking forward to Doctor Strange 2 as well. Doctor Strange 2, the multiverse of Josh and Josh's madness. Because that's definitely a thing for sure.
That's definitely a thing now.
Josh's multiverse of madness.
Multiverse of madness. I mean, listen.
I love the theories and all that stuff. But it'll be amazing if you call Chris Evans coming back as Human Torch. That will be the biggest call of, like,
no one said it yet. No one said it yet. I'm telling
Josh,
you,
Josh, I'll send you this clip. Just play it everywhere you possibly can. Just send it out there. Make sure it's out there.
Do we have a timestamp and
a date? Yeah. I'll date it for sure. Yeah,
this was recorded on the 18th of January
2022. 9:29 p.m. Yeah. Australian Daylight Savings Time.
But yeah, honestly, like I think this year and the last, like the end of the last year, you know, it was kind of getting rocky. You know, even the start of this year, it started really rocky. Yeah. And one of the reasons why I wanted to leave my job was to have some kind of a change.
Yeah, definitely.
Some kind of a change where you're focusing more on your own projects, because look, if we're always going to be, you know, working from home and, you know, not actually having the time to do what we actually want to do, when are we going to do it?
Exactly.
When are we going to do it? We're just getting older and older by the day. Like, we're almost 30.
Dude, don't have to remind
and
us.
Thinking about that, thinking about that, it should be a pretty big call to action to make a change. 2022 is probably the best time to do it. It's a new year, it's fresh. I'm trying to get all my fitness better as well.
Yeah, nice.
All my macros, I've improved my macros. Oh, I'm eating more protein. Nice. Way more protein now.
That's good.
More fruits as well.
That's good to hear, bro.
So yeah, it's definitely a time for change and yeah, encourage the listeners as well. You know, if you feel like you're kind of stuck in a rut, you know, this is touching on mental health again, but definitely you should just aim for something new, you know, something fresh, something to stay positive about for the new year coming up.
It's definitely worth it. So if you do need a change up, go for it, man. It's also good because it's self-development as well. So you're developing yourself as well in the process of it. But, as I was saying, like, looking forward to 2022, looking forward to what's coming out. Definitely the Batman. Definitely looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to finishing off the Peacemaker series, and hopefully it continues the trend. The first three episodes were fantastic, and hopefully the trend continues the same way. Definitely looking forward to these new Marvel projects that are coming out, TV shows and movies. Definitely also looking forward to playing some Horizon Forbidden West. Because that looks amazing. I don't know if you've seen the trailers yet, Josh, but that looks peak. Pretty much that's it. Let's wrap it up for our first episode of 2022.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
Josh, mate, where can they find you?
Well, I'm pretty much at Squishy Joshy everywhere, except for Instagram. It's at Squishy_Joshy. And yeah, that's basically it.
His links will be down below as we do normally. Guys, you can catch me at SegaSing23 on Insta. Follow me there. If you have any inquiries, send it over to madaboutpop@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you guys, and look forward to this new year, and hopefully being able to connect with the audience as well, and, you know, New year, new start. Let's get on there.
Yeah.
It's bye for now, but not forever. See you in the next episode.
See ya. Emotional, damn it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.